The topic is hypothetical. The argument is real. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Who Will Win? Here on the K92 Morning Thang. This week, it's me versus Monica.
Yes.
In a battle of food. Food, I find, is the best thing to eat.
Without a doubt. I thought you were going to say food is the best thing to argue about, which I also agree with.
I do like arguing about food. Food and sports, those are like the two best things to argue about.
They're the most fun things to argue about because they really don't matter.
Right, exactly. And it's just, it's high passion, it's low, you know, seriousness factor. Uh-huh. Like the two worst things to argue about, politics and masks. Like those are the worst two things you could possibly argue about.
I was thinking politics and religion, but yeah, mask is up there too.
That's good too. You know what? Yeah. Mask is in politics. So just get thrown at you. Politics and religion, those are two good ones. But yeah, we don't do that. We have a hypothetical battle. And today, your judge is Ye Royal Antoine of House Tyrell.
I am the judge. And since I lost the backwards game, all by it fair, Zach, you deserve that win.
Thank you.
I can't afford to lose something else, so I need to be the judge.
Ah, I see what this is.
All right, and so I have all of the foods in my hand, and I'm going to pick out one for both of you. These are random foods that you guys will have to convince me are the best food to eat for the rest of your life.
Okay, so Antoine's going to randomly select, and like I said, none of them are... This is not pizza and chicken wings and steak and spaghetti.
Mm-mm.
It's going to take a little more of a creative argument to try to convince Antoine the two.
All right. And so, Zach.
Yes.
Your food is going to be salad.
Oh, salad.
You have to argue for salad.
No! But you love salad for lunch. Don't you?
You be quiet. Don't you sarcastically compliment my salad?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
beat you with salad. You get ready.
Monica, your food is...
Monica's.
Milk.
Yes!
Milk.
You have milk.
Ooh. You know
it
I love milk.
Battle of salad versus milk. Bet you wish you had salad now. Oh, man. Okay.
I know.
All right. And so, Monica, since you have milk, which I would make the point that this is the underdog in the fight, Zach, as the favorite in this fight, you get to go first.
Okay.
Or actually, you guys, it's not even going to be first. Zach, you can start with your opening statement, and then Monica, feel free to jump in and go back and forth. I may ask questions. I may chime in, and then I'll come to a judgment.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it seems like it'll be sort of an open discussion that we can have about all of these things as we get ready. You know, and since people love to argue about politics, we'll make this patriotic. People of America, Mr. Tyrell, of the judge of House Tyrell, I bring forth to you the most delicious food for you to eat for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Let me introduce you to salad. Salad is a wonderful array of vegetables that all come together in a cornucopia of not only nutrition, but taste and texture and variety. When we're talking about salads, maybe today you would like to have a chef salad and you could put some meat on there.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe you would like to, well, not a taco salad because you don't like taco salad. So forget those. We don't need those. Maybe you would like to have a steak salad. You could put some meat on that one, too. You could put some meat on your salad. I'm trying.
All right, I'm stopping you there.
That's what you keep going with? All right.
Monica, please chime in, Monica.
Okay, all right, because salad, when you think about salad, you think about lettuce, you think about how it just gets all soggy and just dank and stank. Who wants that when you have milk? I mean, you think if you're on an island, you run out of food, run out of water. If you run out of a beverage, you just die. You need milk. You can have it hot. You can have it cold. You can have it extra cold with ice cubes. Mm. Cats love it.
Ooh, variation, yes.
Babies love it.
They do.
I mean, it comes from women's breasts. Golden milk.
It's natural.
You get all
natural
kinds of milk choices. There's coconut. There's almond. There's cashew. There's all kinds
variety
of different milks. That you variety everywhere. So why not embrace it and love some milk?
All right, now,
you can,
Monica,
dunk someone in milk.
Would I be allowed to? What's the best thing to go with this milk? Because obviously, milk would be at every meal. So what would be the best thing to enjoy with the milk?
You can have a brownie, cereal, whatever you would like with milk. I mean, you could take that dank salad and put that in some milk, make it better.
Okay, so you could dip your salad in milk.
That's what Monica said.
No, right. Now,
that's a lie.
But I'm
trying
to
take that back because that doesn't win my case.
So. Also,
that would be stricken from the record.
You can't add food to your milk. You get milk.
You're adding a bunch of meat to your salad.
You know what you can do? You can turn your milk into food. You can put it in a freezer.
You could.
Yes, because hold on, let me jump in.
And have yourself ice cream.
Zach, if she can't add food to her milk, then you can't add meat to your salad because meat doesn't inherently come on a salad.
I believe you are correct. I'll accept that.
Okay, so
think about the Oregon Trail. Take it back to the Oregon Trail and put some milk on your wagon. Turn it into butter.
Yes.
Look at that. How did milk doing all that?
Does a body good.
How did we get here? A wagon and milk? All right, Zach, any closing argument?
Yes.
Any final statement?
No one has ever had to experience the sadness of a salad mustache, but a milk mustache is just gross and white and creamy and weird.
Okay.
And really, I mean, if you're going to be stuck eating nothing but milk for your entire life, you might as well just rip out all your teeth because you don't need them anymore because they're just going to fall out and go flat anyway because all you're doing is drinking milk. Giant glasses of it. Salad will
milk
at least
is good
bring
for you
nutrition. It'll bring you
do
texture.
Do you love yourself?
And it'll bring you variety.
Do you love yourself?
I do.
Do you love your bones?
I do.
There you go. You love some calcium?
I do. Mm-hmm.
I have calcium.
You love those vitamins?
I have vitamins.
So you get that from your milk.
I do have
love
vitamins.
Yourself. Self-care.
All right. I think I've heard enough.
Okay.
I think I've heard enough. Do you want the judgment now?
Yes.
Or are we going to do it? Okay.
No, I will take your judgment right now.
Here, all right.
Would you like a overly dramatic drum roll for a ridiculous and stupid argument?
Arguments were heard. Notes were taken. Statements were stricken from the record.
But you know, and they do that all the time in court. They put it out there and they go, I pull it back.
Yes. And we had to remove it. The jury had to remove it. So in the battle of milk versus salad, which is the one food that you would have to eat for the rest of your life? I am going with the salad.
Salad! Thank you.
What?
It's a shocker. A shocking defeat of gross milk.
Because too much milk at an older age...
Hurts your stomach.
It hurts your stomach.
Oh, I should argue
it can
that.
Cause a fracture, like hip fractures. It's actually bad for your bones when you reach a certain age. Mm. And I am getting closer to that age recently having a birthday.
And... it's gross. So there's that,
and it
too.
Is disgusting. Yes. I hate milk.
It's good with ice cubes.
No, it's not. It's That's worse. The worst.
It's actually worse with
that's
ice
the only
cubes.
Way
it's
I drink.
Cereal.
Yeah. So
and an Oreo.